Hello, I'm John.
And I'm Tex.
And we are at our favorite place where to discuss about motorsport.
And drinking something very good.
Yeah, so guys, welcome to Bar Sport.
Man, I'm not understanding anything.
Why? What's happening?
So, you know, we are always complaining about the WRC website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently, there was the Sweden rally this weekend, but I think they have done some mistake on the website, because the result of the Sweden rally are the same of the rally of Monte Carlo, but the exact same. So it's like they just copy and paste. And they are not like this if I watch it on Facebook. On Facebook, apparently, someone else won, not Loeb.
Seems okay.
Like Keller. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really not clear. I was hoping that with the new year, the the FIA will decide to, you know, change a little bit the website. Yeah. But no, they didn't listen to us. So guys, once again, please update the website, because it's really, really, really impossible to go through it.
Well, seems Toyota has won, at least.
Ooh,
but
Toyota on pole. And what about the Ford? He's still on site, still on the podium, or no clue?
no clue. It's unbelievable. I might have studied better before recording, but this is the beauty of the live as well. Like, I hope people from WRC are listening to us, so they can manage to improve their website.
Yeah, because, you know, for people like us that they really use the website to go through and, you know, take some...
So, Manufacturing Championship, I found the result. Apparently, Ford are still second and Hyundai third.
Mm-hmm.
And the championship... At the second round, there is this Kalle that I don't know. It's a Toyota. First, second. Come on! Also, the name is cutted, but they really. Okay, second Hyundai and third Sebastian Loeb with the Ford. But come on, really? Like, how can they have also put? The name half cutted of the driver.
Okay. No way.
I feel bad for this start.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, maybe we have the main title for this episode: complaints about website and technical issues. Because before recording this episode, I had tons of issues, tons of technical issues. The webcam is not working. The microphone is not working. I mean. Now it's working, and I hope that it still works before the end of the record, because in the other case, I will throw it outside the window, smash it, and change the PC with a Mac, because I'm really tired about the issues.
You need a workstation, not a tablet.
I did an experiment, and I have the responsibility. I have to take my responsibilities here.
Good.
Extreme, so guys, ownership. Please don't do my mistake. Then
and go for or a Mac or a workstation. But you know, who else has big problem? The coolest.
Maybe I can guess.
The coolest car of the year that we were all waiting for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the F1 maybe, because F1.
No, F1 is a bigger topic. I was talking about the Peugeot 9X8.
They
will skip Le Mans as well, because they are not ready.
So bad. But you know what? I feel bad, but at the same time, I feel cheer up in some way. This is
okay.
It's weird to say, But you know that as Italians, we are running towards the end of a project or towards the, you know, the deadline with a lot of rush. And in this case, we are in good company because also the French are right like, oh no, you know what, guys, we are not ready yet.
Yeah, I think the Fiat part of Stellantis has brought bad influence. Yeah. Oops.
Whoops. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Pardon.
Excuse moi.
Yeah. I think it should be, the F1 should be the last one. But there was something else in the weekend?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Extreme E, because we had the first E-Prix of the season, the Desert E-Prix, and as always, a lot of drama, a lot of spins, a lot of accidents, and a lot of speed also, because they improved... improve the track because now it's safer. If you remember, guys, the last edition, so the 2021 edition, was full of accident, rollover, etc. So this time I think they well managed to have a different track, but still quite speedy and carrying a lot of drama. And I saw, for instance, the final move from Johan Kristoffersen for the team RXR, and was unbelievable, because from third spot he arrived first with a fantastic maneuver, and you know, coming to the end of a cliff carrying twice the speed of Carlos Sainz, and he arrived so at the high speed at the corner, that he wasn't able to slow down. So he didn't slow down. So he take the corner quite large, and in the end they arrived first. Amazing!
Wow,
that was a spectacular.
But I'm confused, because why Sebastian Loeb is here and not in WRC? That's why, maybe also I was not understanding what was going on. It's like,
but Sebastian Loeb is part of the Extreme E team.
Yeah, but there was also the WRC this weekend, so he chose maybe to take part.
Actually, it was my mistake. The Extreme E wasn't this weekend, so the past weekend, but the 2 weekends before.
Ah, okay. Now everything makes sense. Okay.
He's
not that kind of a god that can be in two races in the same time. He's
no,
good, but not that
at
good.
Least he have a twin, so they can race simultaneously in two races at the same time. But yeah, and also it was the first time that we saw a McLaren.
Oh yes,
team in the Extreme with Emma Gilmore and Tanner Foust, and what was a great race. Unfortunately, Foust had an accident in the final race, so he didn't have the opportunity to carry on and finish the race. But anyway, it was a partially good weekend for them. And also, we have a female Italian driver in the X-Lite team, Tamara Molinaro.
Ooh.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
So, compliments.
Some Italy also here. Nice to see.
Yeah, nice. So, but in the end, it was a very good weekend. And as I said, they changed the track, but they, they improved also the content in a way. So, nice. Very good. And also, I'm super pleased to see Carlos Sainz and Leia Sanz on the podium this weekend, because in the last season was not super good for them. So, I'm super fine. And also, Sainz had a very good Dakar this year. So,
You are kind of a supporter.
I'm going to see it really, really strong for the Extreme E.
Yeah, also, the color of their... their clothes are similar to the his son clothes, like red and black.
Oh yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. Coincidence? I don't think so.
Yeah. I was wondering because there is a team of Andretti, right, in the Extreme E.
The Andretti United. Yeah.
Apparently, they want also to come to F1. They are planning. They are doing their request on the FIA to allow to be part of the championship, and probably from next year, they really want to be another F1 team, and also F2. Like they really want to go all in from USA.
Ooh.
To come to battle around the world in F1. It's cool. He is quite old, but he's a character, so I'm looking forward.
Yeah, me too. I think that we heard that news quite early this year, and even the year before, mm-hmm. the end of the year before. But yeah, I'm looking forward to see another American team in the F1. So it, bringing more American Carter to the sport.
Yeah, I don't know how long a life it will have. Already, well, actually, they are quite in trouble. But yeah.
At the moment, yes. I don't want to go too political. Much in detail. But you already know what is the main problem.
Yeah, I think everyone knows. But
So let's go for the main dish. What do you think?
Of course.
Okay.
I need my Jack Daniel.
Because, guys, the last weekend we had finally the first days of test in Barcelona for the F1. Ooh. So the new era of F1. And I think that the most famous word of those days were purposing. Purposing everywhere. And I was like, what the hell is that? And then I remember that actually that issue was
very popular some time ago.
Yeah, exactly, in the 80s, when the cars had exactly the same concept, so with the Venturi effect.
I think they kind of underestimated it. Like, they didn't expect that was that heavy on the cars.
Yeah, so bad. I think that the Ferrari video was viral and was really... I was like, what the heck? And then I realized, oh, that's the purposing. Oh, bloody hell.
That's the purpose of the purposing.
Yeah. Okay.
Talking
apart,
about the new all the F1s, because now everyone is showing off, like showing the card and
draw. Let's say.
Yeah, I still think the Ferrari looks gorgeous, but I'm starting to have some concern about the shape, because as ugly. The Mercedes can be, you know, the fact that it's smaller means that it has less aerodynamic impact, and so, but let's see the clock, what will bring, because looks gorgeous the Ferrari, but aerodynamics is a weird matter, so.
Yeah, I agree, and we need to wait the stopwatch, because even the first race won't be so
explicit.
You know, to explicit and to clarify the all the choices that were made from the teams. So we need to wait maybe 2-3 races before to judge. Okay, the team had a very great idea, so
Red Bull
everyone
is,
will choose exactly the same way, or will go for exactly the same way. So let's see, because Mattia Binotto was clear about the project of Ferrari, that is really a brave project. Yeah. So maybe they have done some choices that are brave, as I said, and maybe will pay.
Yeah, let's. I think we are all hoping that, because Italy.
Yeah. Exactly. But talking about the liveries, because also now
we have
seen all the liveries, yeah. And I'm super, super happy about the Alfa Romeo ones.
Yes,
he's one of the greatest on the grid, except Ferrari, because as we said before, we love that Ferrari will be on
top.
It
was an easy win with the retro style, but...
Yeah.
Oh, it's cool. They have done a good job, I guess. Overall, I like all the cars this year, except also the Williams can work, it's fine. I'm happy to see the Mercedes back in silver, as it should be. I mean, okay, for the political reason, but they are the silver arrow in the end, so they should be silver.
Yeah. I'm, by the way, a little bit concerned by the Alpine one.
You don't like the pink.
The last year livery was gorgeous, but this year with that amount of pink, that brings out, the cost of the racing point somehow.
Yeah.
And actually it's the same sponsor. coincidence? I don't think so. Twice for this episode. Anyway.
I like it somehow. Like, also the shade of blue, it's very metallic. I think it works in this retro wave age, and that's it. I mean, it's cool. I like it. It's weird because we are not used to... I think in general, pink is not the best color for... muscular sport as F1 that we are all tough and rude, but
you know a thing that I realized it right now when I was doing some sports, and in particular rowing, not at high level, but I tried at least. There was a sort of a rule, but it's not a rule in the rule book. It was a sort of thing to consider, that if you have a part of the boat that the livery, let's call it livery, is not correct, but just to be clear, that has a very strange color, for example pink, yellow, a color that
stand out,
communicates something, can distract the opponents, the other people in the grid. So if you have this sort of a psychological weapon, can be a thing, for you.
Yeah,
that is against the other in the grid. And maybe the same happened for the Force India. So with the car that was a total pink was like really disturbing. If I was a racing driver, an F1 racing driver, that in that age, some years ago, I probably would have been a lot disturbed by that livery. And maybe can be a thing. Maybe it's just a thought out aloud here, but
yeah. Well,
the fact that it is not that good, maybe it's a weapon that you can use.
I mean, I like it. But
I'm just trying to use another word to say I don't like the liver, but in short it's like this.
And in short is I like it. what do you think about the Red Bull, because they really changed the design when they came out with the car, and it's very peculiar.
For me, the Red Bull, they were genius, because at the day of the presentation, they just used the mock-up car from FIA and just painted it with the Red Bull livery. Pure genius. And then in the days of the test, they showed the rear car with massive difference from the other cars. And who knows? As I said before, the right choices and the bad choices, we need to wait the first couple, three races to really know, to really judge. But just the appearance is for me at least, it's very different. It's very different, and it's very difficult to as we said, a lot of episodes, we are not technicians for aerodynamic specialists, so but let's see.
Yeah, but you know, the clock has anyway talked, and yeah, Mercedes, it's already on top. But okay, I know, I'm just curious really to see how it will be this year between Russell and Hamilton, because yeah, it's not Bottas anymore, so might be fireworks.
Can be, because George wants really to win, because let's say he did his job in Williams, like okay, I had a shitty car, I did my job, now I have a car that can perform really well, so I want to win, full stop. I respect my teammate, I respect, because it's Hamilton, it's a 7-time world champion, but
come on,
that's it. If I have the opportunity to win, I will win. And that's it.
Yes,
this is my fault, but probably he already fought this in his mind. So, okay, yeah, respectful and stuff like that, but they are still racing drivers, they are still athletes. They want to perform and they want to win. So, let's see.
So, when will be the first race? Because MotoGP will start the next weekend, and I'm quite excited.
Oh, really? The next weekend? The MotoGP?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the F1, 2 weekends after. So, from the 18th to the 20th of March.
Okay.
In Bahrain.
Well, we will have, I think, another two... Yeah, at least another episode before that. So yeah.
We will see. I'm really, really, really looking forward and super curious to see those cars in action. Yep.
Yes.
And with that, maybe we can wrap up this episode. Thank you for listening to us. And also, I remind you to follow us on Instagram, because we will continue to post some content over here, over there. Check the description, check everything down there. And also put some likes, comments if you want, and rate us on Spotify, because now you can. If you want, obviously, we will not force you to do that.
Well,
it's kindly recommended.
I will force you listeners to rate us.
Yeah. And also, what else? Well,
we are on YouTube now as well.
Oh, yeah.
For some special episode. So, check that out.
If you didn't check the video on YouTube, please do that. And also, you can find us on the other platforms, such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor.
Yes, and TikTok as well. Only with the funny, stupid part. But most important of all, enjoy your ride.
Yeah, and try to be always top down. Bye.
Bye-bye.